Well, let's go on to squamous cell. And before Alicia talks about it, just real quick prediction, Tom. 8 years from now, is squamous cell going to be like adeno in terms of the whole scene with mutations and novel agents?
I think squamous cell is going to be a particularly important tumor to be looking at for immune therapy. I mean, the early evidence from ipilimumab suggests that if ipilimumab has a role in lung cancer, it will be in squamous. And there's some intriguing evidence with PD-1 and anti-PD-1 ligand that there may be preferential benefit in squamous cell. I say maybe. The studies are too early. We don't have enough evidence. But it's certainly not worse than in adenocarcinoma.
Corey?
We have to be very careful about squamous. These patients tend to be older, sicker, more comorbidities, greater smoking history. We've been led down the garden path with other agents, including fidutumab, the IGFR antibody, that looked very promising in randomized phase 2, but failed miserably in phase 3.
So, Alicia, let's get back to what do you do now with the tools that you have now. We asked the audience a couple of cases. We like to, a lot of times, change the age. And I think we should have asked an older age this time, but just to see how people change what they do. So it's always good when you see a consensus, and you can see there isn't a consensus here in terms of what do you do with a 60-year-old person with metastatic squamous cell in general. It's kind of split between the three agents and the doublets. And then we flipped it over to, okay, 75 years old, and we get a shift towards more carbo-gem. And now we look at the faculty for sort of the same situation and see what they would do. It's like a lot of carbo-gem, carbo-paclitaxel, and not a huge difference with age. Corey, how old does somebody have to be to get you to start backing off from a doublet? Or is there an age?
Maybe 94.
94.
No, okay. In all honesty, I have actually treated a patient who's 94. I know some of you probably think I'm crazy, but she was fit, full of vim and vigor. She would not tolerate the notion of not being treated, and she's doing quite well.
94, interesting.
94.
You treated her with what? What did you treat her with?
Pemetrexed.
Wow, 94, interesting. Okay, another question we asked sort of vis-a-vis our last discussion about maintenance therapy. What about maintenance therapy in squamous cell? And, you know, kind of a smattering of it, not insignificant number of people in the audience who might use it or do use it. And we asked the faculty the same question and kind of get a little bit more of a negative view from the faculty.